إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the three things as far as the human brain is concerned in the series relating to recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our ability to engage with the here and now, with the present. I mentioned to you about the past and about the future. And the two aspects of the past and the future, we'll talk about the present. And the present, therefore, the present is what we have. Whatever our past may have been, whatever our future may be, what we actually have is the present, is today. And that is why this is the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we have the dua when we wake up in the morning, Asbahana wa Asbaha Mulku Lillah, and the entire dua, where we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us, which is life for one more day, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khair in that day and what proceeds from there onwards. So therefore, it is very important to be conscious, very conscious of the present. Rasulullah ﷺ said that this dunya is, he called it, mazraul akhirah. He said it is the tilth, it is the fields, it is the farming, it is the kheti of the akhirah. So the present is extremely important because the present is the only thing that we have which has the chance of impacting on the future. And the present is the only thing which we have which has the chance of undoing the mistakes of the past. Now you might say, how do we undo the mistakes of the past? We undo the mistakes of the past by making tawbah. Istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is tawbah. By doing that, we undo the mistakes of the past. Those sins of commission and omission that we have done, whether they are related to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether they are related to the rights of people, can all be corrected by this action of istighfar wal tawbah. Those which relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make tawbah that we did them, or that which we were supposed to do, we didn't do, we neglected them, so we make tawbah for them, and then we make up for those acts. Where making up is required, where making up is not required, inshallah tawbah is sufficient. But going forward, we make sure that we do not make the same mistakes again. So if we were not praying properly, we ensure that we pray with regularity in the masjid. If you were not fasting, we make sure we fast. If you were not giving zakat, we start giving zakat, and so on and so forth. Where the sins we committed related to other people, where we have slandered people, maligned people, bad-talked people, backbited people, or whether we did something more serious than that, backbiting itself, Rasulullah ﷺ said this is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. So that is a very, very serious thing. It is as serious as murdering somebody. So let's not take that lightly. But other than that, if we have violated somebody's rights, if we have not given somebody what was due to them, or we took away from them what was theirs, and so on and so forth, all of these things can be corrected if we make istighfar and tawbah. And then we go and return what we took away from them, we go and return. Where it cannot be returned, for example, if you have been backbiting somebody, you at least go and apologize to that person. You can't return it. What damage you have done, you can't undo, but at least make sure that you apologize to that person. And wherever else you spoke, you make sure that you go and tell those people, look, I told you this which was false, I was the liar, that man or that woman was not guilty. So make sure that you make those amends. And where it's a matter of property and so on and so forth, return it to the person. If that person is dead, then give it to the person's heirs, whoever inherited from that person. And if it's a case where that person is not there anymore, untraceable, gone, you can't trace the descendants of that person also, then give that amount in charity with the niyat that this must benefit the individual for whom it was meant. So this is how we correct our past in the present. Where is all this happening? In the present. So the present is the place which is enabling us to correct our life and put everything in its right place. The alternative of not doing this is to pay for this when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, because that is the other alternative. If you don't correct your accounts here in this dunya, then those accounts will be with us when we go. May Allah save us from that, because that one is a very serious thing. That there is no escape from this. So that is as far as the past is concerned. So the cure for the past is tawbah, right? And the action is taken in the present. For the future, as far as the future is concerned, then what we have is tawakkul, is to have complete faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take action in the present and then have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the battle of Badr. He took whatever action he could take in terms of preparation and so on for the battle, setting up the command structure, what not. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was his tawakkul with regard to the future. We don't know what the future is, but we know that the future is related to the level of preparation that we do. This is what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a windfall, that's different. But what is the law of nature, or whatever you want to call it, it is that results are proportional to preparation and to effort. Results are proportional to effort. So if you make the effort, inshallah you get the results. If you make the preparation, you will get the results. If you don't make the effort, don't make the preparation, then results also won't happen. So therefore, tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is the result of making effort. The tawakkul is not simply to sit and wait for something to happen. That doesn't happen. Tawakkul is to make the full effort and then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what we ask Him for, which He does. And then to have complete peace of mind and to like the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rida bil qada. So make sure that that you are pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that happens only if you make enough effort and then have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the past we have tawbah, when the present we have action or amal, and for the future we have tawakkul. So if you want to an acronym to remember it, it's TAT. T-A-T. So it's tawbah, action or amal, and tawakkul. So if we practice this, and all of this is in the present. I mean, the tawakkul is in the present and tawbah is also in the present. So the present is where we live, and the present is therefore very important. So therefore it's very important for us to ensure that not a single minute of our life is spent uselessly in something which does not impact either the past or the future. It impacts anyway, because at least the future it will impact. Because if you are wasting your life, then that time which you have wasted, we are accountable for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make sure that that we live our lives consciously, we live our lives thoughtfully, and we live our lives in a way where they can only do benefit for us in the future. So therefore make sure that we correct the past through tawbah wal istighfar, and that we ensure that the future is good by means of having enough tawakkul. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live this life in a way that is pleasing to Him and which is beneficial for us in the future. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.